Well, we knew that it was going to be some large amount that was going to hit us, and part of the big problem for Harford County or any county is that I only have 13 more days left to finish my budget. We had submitted the budget on March 31st, so all these changes are coming after we've done all the amendments that we normally do, and normally the council would have been done this past Tuesday. So it's a structural problem in timing, and the second has to do with the amount of money. So we finally know how much money we're going to be hit with, and it's $5.5 million. And that's a huge amount of money for us. And I'm sure each county that might be smaller has a smaller amount, but I'm sure it's just equally as important for them. So we are going to look probably for a very short-time solution. We can't really change tax rates or anything this late, because to do that we would have to advertise 21 days ahead of time. So we'll probably look at fund balance, but that's only a temporary solution to this problem, and we're going to have to look at a long-term solution once the next year comes around, and we'll be ready for it then. But it is a huge hit for us, and it will probably mean that in the long run, teachers will not get a pay increase through the budget, because the money that we would normally be able to use to give them the pay increase will have to be used to pay for their pensions.
What about County Executive? Isn't the second part, or the second part of that bonus that you and I talked about back at Christmas time, isn't that a possibility too, that you might have to take that away?
That is probably one of the large items on the table right now. If we did that, that's $5.5 million. So initially, one of the things we could do is say we're going to have to retract the bonus. Well, actually, just not give it to them, because we had planned to do it in June. And so all the employees get hurt that we would have been able to do that for. That's one thing. A second thing would be to go back through the budget and remove some other funding that we had done, but that doesn't reach the amount that we would need, the $5.5 million. And then the third thing would be potential tax increases, which is not something that anybody's really enthusiastic about. So the teacher and employee bonus is probably going to be the number one item on the table at this point, unfortunately. And I know people will probably want to call, email, and text me and be upset with me, but I would hope they would call, email, and text the governor and the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate first and say, you took our money, because that's what they did.